EDM, basically, your savior of music. Not really. But I do play some kick-ass music. And since it's a new year, like, it's going to be even better, I promise. And I want you guys to send it to me right here on Slovenia Mickey. Send it to the email. SloveniaMickey@gmail.com. Hit that comment button. Tell me how to find you. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of still kind of new to this thing. But I'm so down to play your music. But you gotta let me have it. Yeah, let me have it, baby. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope your new year was great. Mine was outstanding. And, yeah, went to this big night New Orleans thing. I mean, honestly, it's only because I had VIP passes. It's not something that I would normally go to because, frankly, I'm too old. I was like the chaperone of this thing, which, you know, was not bad, but I did really notice my age, and everybody was like, I don't know, 12, or a legal 12, if that makes sense. It was great, though. There were tons of bands. The Ying Yang Twins played, and my favorite was the Soul Rebels. They're a band from here, and they were amazing. It was food, open bar, because, again, because I had VIP, I have to keep throwing that in because, yeah, I have to make myself feel good. Anyway, that was my New Year's Eve, and then I wandered through the quarter home, and it was bananas, guys, yeah, because the Sugar Bowl parade had been that afternoon, and then, you know, it was New Year's Eve, and then the next day was the Sugar Bowl game, so there was a ton of people in town. Every street in the quarter was packed. There were fireworks. There was mischief and mayhem and all kinds of fun stuff, and I just love living here so much. But my plan for the night, actually, I had to do it. I left Big Night, New Orleans, and I started wandering home around 11-ish. Because my plan was to go up on the roof of the building and record the fireworks off the roof, because that's how badass I am. You can, like, see everything from here. And it was so pretty. And I just kind of, like, I just stood there. It was very zen-ish and calm. And when I was done with that, I went back downstairs to the little bar next door and, you know, I got toasted. So that was my New Year's Eve, and now it's carnival and king cake season. So, yay. If any of you guys are in New Orleans or you're planning on coming here to go to Mardi Gras or any of the parades leading up to that, or, you know, any of that stuff, please let me know, because I would love to meet up with you guys and have some fun. All right, like I promised at the beginning of the show, I don't really make New Year's resolutions. I did make a couple. One was to have better posture. I mean, I feel like that's doable. It's probably not. You know, I would go for the normal ones, like drink more water or eat better. Yeah, but honestly, I'm not. Especially with king cake season. Are you kidding? Maybe my resolution should be to eat one of every king cake variety that there is. That would be about 200. That's a little more doable, to be honest with you. I mean, I could also do, like, yoga or get more exercise. And I'm not going to do those either. So I'm setting an attainable goal for myself, which is have better posture and drink more vodka. I feel like both of those I can accomplish. The other thing was to play really outstanding music all year long. I'm going to get that started for you right here on Slipping You a Mickey.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. Oh,
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
Let's not look the other way. Let's just look forward and ahead. It's new year, new me, blah, all that crap. So that was Interpol. They're indie, okay? So don't get on my dick, guys. I was watching this Netflix documentary, and I was super excited to watch it. It was called, Meet Me in the Bathroom, which does sound promising, honestly. About, like, 90s indie rock in New York. And I knew that Interpol was going to be on there, and they're one of my very favorites. And, yes, another one of my very favorites. So I'm, like, super stoked. Oh, I'd love to hear their stories. So I'm watching it. And there's some other band on there. Honestly, that kind of sucked, but it's whatever. They're, like, narrating, so I'm like, okay, it's fine. So I'm watching it, and they, you know, they're like, yeah. So I'm like, yeah. Tell me about them. So they talk about them for, like, 2 minutes, and then they start talking about the Strokes. I'm like, what? Who? Why? And maybe it wasn't the Strokes. Maybe it was, like, the Jets. Or the stupid side. Like, I don't know. But it was somebody that I don't like. And I feel like it's not indie. Maybe they were at that point, but they still kind of sucked. But anyway, their story, and if you like them, then I've probably offended you, and too bad. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Strokes. They're like talking about the story, about this guy. He's got so much angst, you know, he had to grow up. His dad, like, owned some famous modeling agency, but, you know, he shunned him or whatever. I'm like, wah. I really don't give a fuck. Bring me some more Yeah Yeah Yeahs and bring me some Interpol. So then they would talk about, you know, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs for like a second. And then it's like, la la, the lights shone brighter. And they showed Interpol for like another 2 minutes. And then they went back to the Strokes. And I'm like, okay, click. Like, I love Interpol, but I cannot bear watching another minute of the Strokes. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And that reminds me. So I kind of have a bone to pick with you guys. I mean, not really. Like, I'm trying to start the new year in a very positive way. And I don't mean to bring up an old issue, but just hear me out. And then maybe you guys can explain to me. Because, like I said, I'm kind of new here on the station. So, you know, things are going to bound to pop up, right? So, you know, I made a mistake and I played, even though it was a kick-ass song and it was really old and it was profanity-laden, so I can't imagine it ever got any airplay. Maybe it did. I don't know. But I played a song by a very pretty well-known person. And you guys immediately went off on me, like, a lot. And so, you know, I did my penance, and I immediately, that show was only on the air for, like, an hour. I got up at 3 a.m, I recorded a whole new show, the penance show, and I said, I'm so sorry, like, please forgive me, blah, blah, blah. And I haven't had any more episodes. But then I'm noticing that the number one show on this station, Indie100.com, is this cat who, like, does interviews and shit, right? Which is great. Like, I'm about that. But one of the episodes he's got up now is with the band Foghat. And, I mean, they're not indie by any means. They were very successful. Kind of on the downhill now, but, you know, they were definitely never in the indie category. They were very successful on the radio all the time. Very, you know, classic rock. And so, like, do you guys give him, like, the business? Like, are y'all shooting him emails about how disappointed you are and all that? Like, I don't know how this works. Does he get a pass? I mean, it's the number one show on the station. So, obviously, you guys love him. So, hit that comment button and tell me how this works. Because all I want from you guys is love. And with the exception of that one episode, all I've been getting from you guys is love. And I love you back. And I want to play music that makes you happy. I mean, all the music I play makes me happy. And it's, you know, it's my show. But still, you guys tune in, like, you're faithful. Like, I'm getting, like, crazy amounts of listeners, and I love it. And I want to keep that going. So, if I'm missing something, please tell me. Please let me know how the number one show on the station has a whole episode dedicated to the band Foghat, and that seems to be okay. Yet I play one song by one pretty well-known rapper, singer, person, and I get shit, like, a lot of it. Anyway, all right, enough negativity. It's 2024. We're going into the future now, and it's nothing but happiness and sunshine and unicorns, and love, and carnival parades, and king cake and all that good stuff. Here we go. Love you guys. Mean it. And I'm Mickey. And this is Slippin' You, Mickey.
Thank you. friend who's dressed in leather. Friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who'll tease us better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test and we will never sever. Days, dawning, skins, crawling. Days, dawning, skins, crawling. Days, dawning, skins, crawling.
mountainside, wondering, watching as your mind flies by. Get your feet down to the ground, baby, try. Now's the time to free your mind. Fly, fly, fly. Hold your head up to the sky, fly high. See the heavens open doors, bye bye.
So that was Rare Bird. Probably like one of the very first indie bands of all time. So good. And yeah, I have a personal story about them. I know you're dying to hear it. Because I'm dying to tell it, so right? Yeah, like they were way, way, way back in the day. Like when 8-tracks were the thing. And I don't know, maybe everybody was into music at that point, but these guys were like slogging it out and putting out this great music with a lot of organ. And I mean, who doesn't love a big organ, right? And they were so good, and they just never really caught on. And my brother, older brother, had their 8-track, As Your Mind Flies By, and I would sneak up into his room when no one was paying attention. And he had these huge cans. I would put them on. And they were like bigger than my whole head. And I would have to hold them over my ears to keep them from falling off. And I would put that 8-track in. And I mean, yeah, granted, I was like 5. And I would just sit there and I would listen to this whole thing like over and over and over again. And eventually, you know, people would be looking for me, and my parents would say, "Where's Mickey?" And it would turn out they would say, "Oh, she must be up in Bubba's room." And there I was just so immersed in this music, and it started out so young and continues to this day, 30 years later. Yeah, right. Anyway, that's my cute moment. I have another cute moment. How about some more music? Okay. You talked me into it. I'm Mickey High, and this is Sleeping Near Mickey.
I want to be you. to believe that don't even leave in me. And if I ever loved again, I wish I could be you.
Everybody wants to be me. I'm Cole AF, and I have the show. It gets a lot of listeners, like a crazy amount, like even more than I could have ever hoped for. And I thank you guys. I so appreciate you for listening. And I live in New Orleans, in the greatest city in the whole. The whole country. I mean, I haven't been all over the world, so I can't say the whole world. But I'm gonna kind of guess probably the best city in the whole world. Yeah. Carnival season's kicked off. King cake season has kicked off. I mean, where else in the world do you celebrate cake and parades for like a month and a half? I mean, come on. How much better can you get? Be honest, you can't. Like I said, if you guys, any of y'all are planning on coming to the Crescent City for any of the festivities, or maybe Jazz Fest, I don't know, hit me up, because I'm here. I'll gladly be a tour guide. I mean, if you'll pay me, I'll let you sleep on my couch. Like it folds out to a bed. I mean, granted, it's like a 1940s Lazy Boy sleeper sofa. So I cannot guarantee the comfort level. But I'm cheap. And I would love to have the company. So happy New Year's, everyone. Happy Mardi Gras carnival season. Happy King Cake season. Happy everything. And why don't you guys let me know what your resolutions are? I've already told you mine are to A, have better posture, and B, drink more vodka. I mean, I could throw in C, which would be smoke more Marlboro Red 100s, but I kind of feel like I already have surpassed my goals on that one. What are you doing to make this year better for yourself? Let me know. Hit that comment button. And if you email me, put your email in the comment part. Because I don't get your email address. And if you're ragging on me or whatever, like, then don't. But if you want me to respond, to interact with you, I will. But I gotta know your email address, and it doesn't just show up. Like, there's magic, but that's not part of it. Or you can always email me at slippinguamickey@gmail.com. Happy New Year, everyone. Let me know your resolutions. Let me know, I don't know, what you're doing while you're listening to the show. I don't know, favorite food. Did you do the whole thing on New Year's Day? Like the whole meal? I mean, I kind of did. What'd I do? Okay, so I did the black eyed peas, but I bought the trapeze version. Because it has ham in it. So I figured, two birds, one stone, right? I bought a bag of spinach and I ate a handful of raw spinach. And then I did have some hash browns I wanted to incorporate. So this is a life hack that I'm giving to you guys for free. If you want to add this, potatoes contain starch, which is sticky. So my new thing is I'm adding potatoes to the roster because all the good stuff that I am manifesting for the good year is going to stick to me via the starch and stay all year round. Boom. There you go. See, if you want something bad enough, you can rationalize it, right? Also, what I want for you guys is to set boundaries. I don't know. I probably haven't. Maybe I have. I don't know, who knows? But I was in this weird, like, toxic-ish relationship, and I set a boundary for myself. Yes, I am alone now, but I am telling myself that I'm happier. So there you go. Make that happen for yourself. Either, you know, set a boundary and be miserable or stay in that toxic relationship and also be miserable. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, at least in the toxic relationship, maybe you're getting laid. But maybe not. I don't know. Figure that out for yourself. But I'm just throwing those life hacks out at you. All right, guys. It's about time to wrap up this New Year's extravaganza. I hope that everyone will make it one of their resolutions to join me every week right here on Indie100.com and enjoy in all the great indie music along with me. That would be awesome. And comment as well. I love your comments. They make me feel validated. Yeah, I know I shouldn't need them. Whatever. I hope you guys have a great year. And thanks for tuning in with me thus so far. I love you guys, and I mean it. And I'm Mickey. This is Slippin' You, Mickey, and peace out.
Thank you.